Last year, we discussed what the word bayis, vesecha, in terms of the dimensions, in terms of the ownership, in terms of the dira aspect of it. So this time, we have to, this is our concluding shiur, so we have to do mezuzos and bisharecha. So let's begin with bisharecha. So the Torah tells us, "Ksavtam al mezuzos bisecha u'bisharecha," the shar. So what is the meaning of the shar? So the Gemara in Yuma, we have here, see if we have it, and Yud Aleph, that's where the sugya of mezuzah is. Yeah. We may need the other side of Yud Aleph also. We have Yud Aleph. There's Yud Aleph from an Aleph. I understand that's Yud Aleph from the Beis. 22? Yeah, 22. Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Tanu Rabbanu. Echad Sharei Batim, Echad Sharei Chatzeis, Echad Sharei Medinos. Echad Sharei Ayoros. Ishbem Chovis Mitzvah Lamokum Shenemam Saftam Zos Bisecha Bisharecha. In other words, if you have a city that is enclosed with a wall and it has a doorway in the city, so since the wall, since this doorway is leads into the city, which ultimately leads into the homes, because again, you know, mezuzah mechovas hadar, so it has to have some shaychus to the dira. So the wall of a city, you know, no one lives in this, not no one, but most people are not supposed to be living in the streets of the city. Right? So, but the city, the gate of the city leads into the streets, which ultimately leads into the apartments, into the homes. And therefore, there's a chiyuv on the shar ha'ir. So that's learned out v'sharecha. V'sharecha. And so Rashi says, Avulei de mechoza, shar ha'ir sheshma mechoza, v'hoyu ruban Yisrael. That most of the people were Yisrael. So the Or Sameach is medayek from here that in order for a city to be chayiv in mezuzah, it has to be that the majority of the inhabitants of the city are Jewish people. So if the majority of the inhabitants of the city are Jewish people, so then it's chayiv in mezuzah. But if the majority are goyim, Then they're not. So that's how some point out, like the old city of Yerushalayim, could have been a candidate for this halacha of bisharecha, of having a chiyuv of mezuzah on the city, in the gates of the city, bisharecha. But since the majority is not shel Yisrael, so it would not be Chayev. Another place that was a candidate to be mechuyev in the mezuzah was in Seagate in Brooklyn. The Seagate in Brooklyn, it's a Hamish place. I think Mordechai Ben David lives there, right? Seagate. So that has mukaf. It's mukaf mechitzos. So that taka l'chor should have the chiyuv of bisharecha at the gateway of the city, and the city's inhabited of Rov Yisrael should have a mezuzah bisharecha. The only issue they had over there was that they were afraid that it was going to be taken down. And the post can say, if you're afraid the mezuzah is going to be taken down and going to be, you know, mutilated or something like that, then you're not mechuyev to put up a mezuzah. So someone suggested, I think Rabbi Harfness wrote an article about this, someone suggested maybe first put just the case up first and see if that lasts. And if that lasts, then maybe you can put the parchment in. I haven't been in Seagate in a long time, but the last time I was there, I didn't see a mezuzah. But that potentially could have been a place that would be chayiv in mezuzah based on this idea. Oh. Well, you need a muk of mechitza.
Fences
and anything
like that wouldn't
count? Yeah, fences is a mechitza. In other words, it has to be surrounded the whole city, or at least over the city from all, you know, directions. Yeah. In the past year or so, the Yeshiva University bought some buildings here in the neighborhood, including the building that I live in. And the question then became, should there be an obligation that there should be mezuzahs on the front doors of the apartments? So, especially the building I'm in, for sure, is Rov Yisrael. We only have a few non-Jews. We only have a few non-Jews in our building. We have a Schwartz as well is in our building. So I filled out a work order. I filled out a work order that they should put up mezuzahs on the doorway of the building, of my building, maybe other buildings, etc. Then the bureaucracy got involved, and they were questioning it, they were discussing it. And so then Sukkot time rolled around, and I was on the Lower East Side, and I have the privilege, Baruch Hashem, to be in the Lower East Side Sukkot, where my in-laws live. And we get to eat. In Lower East Side, you have communal sukkahs, so you eat with everybody in the same sukkah. So I have the privilege to eat in the same sukkah with Rav David Feinstein Shlita. So I make it my business every meal to go over to ask some shaylos in halacha and discuss with him. So those who are in the nidah shir heard some of the discussions. So now you're in the mezuzah shir, you can hear some of the other discussions. So how did the discussion begin? I didn't ask him about this. I didn't ask him about this question, but it evolved. The question that he asked is the simple question: does an elevator need a mezuzah? An elevator of an apartment need a mezuzah? That would mean that you put an elevator on every floor, not on the part that's moving, but on the part that's stationary. So when you get out of every floor, you're going into the hallway. So you're going from the elevator into the hallway. You're going from the elevator into the hallway. So should that need a mezuzah? I remember several years ago, I was in Yerushalayim, my wife, and I wanted to see Rabbi Yashiv's whole Malucha in Eretz Yisrael, and so I saw he has a private elevator in his house with a mezuzah on the private elevator. So this is why I asked Rav David Feinstein. So Rav David said to me, yes, he thinks a mezuzah, an elevator should have a mezuzah, say going out on every floor. But he added, only if everyone in that building is Jewish. But if there's any goyim in the building, even if the goyim are the minority, so then there would be no requirement to have a mezuzah, because it would be like the din of shutfus Akum. That the guy is Meshutav, and therefore it wouldn't be. And therefore the idea, like an elevator, is similar to the Shar Ha'ir, because it's basically leading up, it's not specifically for you, it's leading up to various apartments. So the Chiyav is based on who's living in the various apartments will determine the Chiyav of the elevator. So he said to me that since the whole apartment is all Yisrael, like I'm sure you can find that in many places in Yerushalayim, apartment buildings, that they're all Jews, so then there should be an elevator, a mezuzah on the elevator. But if they're not, not. No, because you could say that particular floor, maybe. So then I was thinking. I said, understand this case. First of all, I said, courts against this Rashi, because Rashi says Reuben Yisrael, and then. I was thinking, L'chora Rashi is mustaber, because what, these cities had every single person in the city. I mean, how likely do you have that? The city is full of all Yisrael. I guess you could have that, I guess. But it's a little bit, you know, rare. Maybe I'm just, I live in Chutzlar, so to me it's rare. Maybe if I would live in Eretz Yisrael, it wouldn't be so rare. So I came back to him the next night, and I said, what about the Rashi? So this Rashi, I always lived by this Rashi. So he said he doesn't think we paskin like this Rashi, based on what the Shulchan Aruch says about Shutfus. And he said, are you talking that the cities of the Gemara, that's what they're talking about? And he said, yeah, that's what they're talking about. Okay, I mean, it's against the Or Sameach, but okay, the Or Sameach does not hold that way. The Or Sameach says that when something is leading up to something else, so as long as it's Rov, is okay. And then I discussed with Rav Abadi his opinion on this matter. So he just thought that, you know, in America, it's gonna get the goyim are gonna just take it, and they're gonna, you know, he had that approach. So since these two people I happened to speak about the Shaila, both were not so pro the mezuzah, and then the bureaucracy here at YU was not so, you know, forthcoming right away. So I never pursued it. Perhaps with more deliberation with Rabbi Schwartz and something, maybe one day maybe we'll revisit the issue and pursue or something like that. But that was I try every year when I give the mezuzah to say something I didn't say in the previous years. So this is a new story.
In this case of the city and the apartment building, we're talking about population. Does it make a difference who owns the property? Like, for example, YU owns your apartment building. So it's a Jewish owner and a Jewish population majority, as opposed to maybe the city is not owned by the Jews.
Right. So that's a question of are they going to let you do it?
Well, maybe it's not a question of letting, but a question of whether or not it has a chiyuv. Right. If on your house, it's only a chiyuv if you own it.
No, but midrabanan, even if you don't own it. Midrabanan, if you're socher it, you're still chayiv,
okay, but if
even though you don't own it. You rent it.
You rent it, then
you chayiv midrabanan.
That's like getting a piece of ownership.
Midrabanan, you chayiv.
But you can buy this on a city? If you live there, is that
not violence? It's just enough that you live there. Mezuzah is called a sadar.
this idea that somebody's going to remove it or vandalize it, you know, put it up, is that if I ask for like sukkah or hutter from Israel?
Well, sukkah, you know, that's a question. Sukkah, you have to be able to, you have to be able to sit in the sukkah. There's a whole discussion. If you're afraid, you're not going to be able to be afraid of the ganavim, you're not going to be able to sit. And then the poskim say, maybe in a hanami, maybe that's the problem. And the poskim, the famous Ramah from the Mordechai, that if you're afraid to sleep in the sukkah because of the burglars, then you might not even be yotze eating in such a sukkah. So the Chacham Tzvi says we don't paskin like that. But the Ramah did. The Ramah would probably, you know, a lot of these sukkahs that in areas that you'd be afraid to sleep there because of burglars. So the Ramah says that sukkah is not even good to eat in. So Chacham Tzvi comes to the rescue. You know, and he's making on that. But it's not possible. Okay, so that's one interpretation of Uvisharecha. Now, the next interpretation of Uvisharecha is found in the Kesef Mishnah, in the Rambam. The Rambam, let's find the Rambam says that there are many criteria in order to mechayev in a mezuzah. And you have to fulfill all the criteria. Because if you're missing one criterion, then your area is not chayev in mezuzah.
23.
Very good. Asara tanoim. There are 10 conditions that you have to fulfill. In chiser tnai echad mehem pater min hamezuzah ve'elu heim dam no arba amos shtei mezuzah mashav tikrup v'yu lo d'losos. So the Rambam has a chiddush that you need doors. If the doorway does not have a door, the Rambam Shita is, it's patur. So that's a big kula. Any doorway that doesn't have a door, you don't have to put a mezuzah up according to the Rambam. Pretty good, huh? No, what? Chomos Hador, right. Rabbi Hoffman points out, Chomos Hador. You need a door. Right, multiple interpretations. Back down. So the Kesef Mishnah on page 24 quotes that the Chachli Lunil asked the Rambam, where did he get that from? So he answered, Tshuva, he gets it from the word Bisharecha. That shar is a gate. So what's the gate of the doorway? Is the door. The gate is the door. Sharecha means a door. That's what the word sharecha means. So besides the drasha of Chazal and the Gemara Yuma of Sharecha Shar Ha'ir, we have a drasha of what? Of Pasha Prat. Sharecha means you have to put it on your doorway, which has a door. And the shar is the door. Shar is the door. So this is a very big kula. Very big kula. Do we pass it like this kula? So let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch on page 25. Reish Pei Vav Tes Vav. Abayis Apple Pisha ain't lot losos chayiv mezuzah. So the Yesh Misha Poter. So clearly, from the usually when it's a stam the Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber, we're passing like the stam. So stam means Mechaber quotes an opinion without giving attribution, stam, and then he says Yesh Omrim. But this is even more. Yesh Misha Poter is the Mefarshim point out is like, yeah, there's one day that says you're absolved, meaning the Rambam. Meaning he's presenting the Rambam, Ki'ilu the Rambam is a Shita Yechidah. So he doesn't mean to paskin like this. But Rabbi Kivega writes in the Tshuva, by the fact that he brought it in, is significant. Meaning that you should be choshish for it, like the Shach says in Chaf Hei. And if you have a doorway that doesn't have a door, you should put up a mezuzah, not like the Rambam, but in deference to the Rambam, you shouldn't make a bracha.
Because last year, he brought that up when the Shulchan Aruch didn't call the Rambam.
So the Rabbi Kivega, the last year, exactly, the same Rabbi Kivega, I believe. Rabbi Kivega says, when by a base otzar, where the Shulchan Aruch says the base otzar is chayev, the Rambam says, no, it's not. It's only chayiv if people actually use it. And there, the Shulchan Aruch didn't even quote the Rambam's opinion as a Yesh Omrim. So therefore, there's what to say, even though Rav David Feinstein told me that in a garage you shouldn't make a bracha, but there's what to say to others that would hold that you do make it, because there the Shulchan Aruch didn't even quote a Yesh Omrim of the Rambam Shita that a garage is a base also is potter. But here, the Shulchan Aruch quoted the Rambam Shita, Yesh Misha Poter.
Is it possible that there's a difference between a house that has one doorway that has no door, and a house that has many doorways, right? And it happens to be that one of the rooms doesn't have a door, so therefore it would be Poter. Meaning that there's a difference between a house not having a mezuzah at all and a house at least having a mezuzah. Is it a bias chain of
mezuzahs? I don't follow. So what would be the distance?
Meaning that at least that there's some for there to be one mezuzah for the house, whether the entrance of the house or the bedroom or something like that, but that the fact that he says the word bias as opposed to cheder or something like that, it's not any or shar, right? Shemel delas. It's a bias shemel delas. And that therefore, if the entire house or all its doorways doesn't have any
dwassos,
then,
you know,
the
Shulchan Aruch is less likely
to be quoted, but to be someone on the Rambam. I don't know if there's any distinction. I don't know. How about for the city? Does the city gate need to have gates? Or just a huge portal in the wall?
You mean it's only by a bias?
Yeah. Well, these things are only listed per se for a bias.
Right.
In the Rambam. That starts trying to get to a bias.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I never thought about that. That's a good point. Could be it would need a door too. I don't know. I mean, those days they were in Erevin, says that they used to have losos. The cities used to have losos, right? Where it says that Yerushalayim, they used to close the losos every night, and that's why it wasn't a Rishus Harabim. If they wouldn't have closed it every night, it would have been a Rishus Harabim. So you see, they had losos. Yeah. So whenever you're putting up mezuzahs in your house, you should always make the bracha on something that's a room that's dalet al dalet and has a door. So usually, most people here in the Heights, when they have apartments, maybe they could get usually one or two rooms that have real chiyuvim. Usually not more than that. The others are just like chumras. Especially, there's room to say, I think Rabbi Kivager points out, that that since Dira Schur is only the Rabbanan, so when there's no doors, maybe that's another Svara to say that they're not chayiv because it's a suffix to Rabbanan and Lakula. So in a bayis chura that doesn't have doors, although even though we don't follow the Rambam, but maybe by bayis chura there's more svara to follow the Rambam. So even though that's not the minhag, but certainly if you don't have enough mezuzahs and you need to put it up right away, so you know, first just make sure you have. Usually you only need one or two in your whole apartment. Mikradin. Usually the bedroom is, that's going to usually be a room that's very big. It's dalet al dalet, and it's going to have a door. And maybe there's one other guest room or something like that that'll have it. Most of the rooms won't be dalet al dalet, or they won't have a door, and won't be, may necessarily require mikradin. Getting to the other point of doorways that don't have doors. Usually, doorways that don't have doors, at least in modern, is called contemporary architecture. So usually in contemporary architecture, doorways that don't have doors usually don't have moldings on them either. So, say, let me show them here.
See, this is a good door. This is a door of our days, because it has a separate molding, you know, a separate piece here. It's not just like an archway. It's a separate piece here. So this is a good. This has a door. It has a big room. So the only thing is, no one lives here. So that's that's the only nature over here. But if it's like, so like Ravadi said, it wouldn't be a problem if I had me here. I didn't. But Ulay people would live here, this would be a perfect chiv. So a lot of times doorways don't have doors. So what's the din? You say mezuzos. Mezuzos. So it says mezuzos. So mezuzos means that you have to have two pieces, a piece here and a piece here. Those are the mezuzos. So what do we do when a doorway doesn't have a door? So it still needs to have shnei mezuzos, even according to the other opinion. Or some posts can hold even one mezuzah is okay. So but we normally assume, as long as there's a protrusion, as long as there's a protrusion from both sides, this counts as a mezuzah, even though it's not a separate piece. So if you would have a room that has a wall going here, a wall going here, and then it stops, and that's the doorway. The doorway is just the walls, two walls stopping in the middle. So there's no separate piece. Like most archways don't have a separate piece. Okay? So most archways don't have a separate piece, so therefore it would be it still would be chayiv. Because the wall itself is considered the mezuzah. So this is considered having two mezuzahs, even though there's no special piece here. It's just the wall ends here, and now there's a doorway formed by the two walls ending in the middle. Yes.
Is that mean there's an archway
that falls over? Yeah, in other words, I couldn't draw that in the picture here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm not a 3D picture drawer.
But the example like they have in a lot of the apartments where there's like a gate that goes from, say, the dining area to the living rooms in a lot of the apartments on this side.
Right.
Do you put the mezuzah on the wall or on the part of the intrusion that would be through the doorway?
The gate?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that. That's an excellent point. So you need mezuzah. Some the Shach says in one place that even if you just have one mezuzah, it's okay. Meaning only it has to be on the right side, of course. That's where the mezuzah is on the mezuzah. The word mezuzah gets confusing. Mezuzah means the vertical pole, and it also means the mezuzah, the parchment. So you gotta always know what you're talking about. So the Shach is machmir even for without a bracha for one mezuzah. So, suppose you have one mezuzah, you chayv, provided it's the right mezuzah. So a lot of so we assume that that there is a chiyuv of mezuzah just by the fact that you have the two walls. But say you would have. But the question is, what about this scenario? Say a ches. There's nothing coming out here. It's just the wall ends. And you have many apartments that have like that. What happens is you have a room like this. So there's nothing coming out. So there's a machlokas we've shown him whether the sof koso is that called the mezuzah or not. Whether you need something coming out. So that's a whole big machlokas we've shown him. Poskim, Rav Abadi told me, Mikra's din, he feels that there's nothing coming into the halal ha-pesach, then you don't consider that a mezuzah and it wouldn't be chayef. So you'll see in a lot of apartments, you have the, because what happens is you have, you know, like you come into the into the apartment and you have this narrow hallway, right? And then right over here, it goes, you have like some type of arch, and then it goes into a bigger room like this. So the question is, over here, do you have to put a mezuzah going into this big room? But there is an archway over there. So if you hold that you need something protruding, so Mikra Adin, even though this is a very big room, you might not have to put a mezuzah on. Because there's no mezuzah. There's no mezuzah to put the mezuzah on. Because, again, the ideal mezuzah is, this. These are the ideal mezuzahs. So we say even if we wouldn't have had this, it still would be chayiv because it has the wall. Right? But if it doesn't even have that, in other words, so some folks can say that the fact that it ends, that's called a mezuzah. And therefore, you put even though there's nothing protruding. And others say, no, you need at least something protruding into the halal ha-pesach. Okay? So that's the. It said that Rabbi Ganak told me this. I quoted in my Sefer in Erevin. This is related that Rav Soloveitchik, his own practice was that if there was not a lintel, a separate piece, he would put up a mezuzah, even in his own house. That means in all the archways and all this, if they have a separate piece, he would put up a mezuzah.
On both sides?
Well,
in some cases, we discussed that the Shach says that even if there's only one side. Right.
Right. So usually you can have it on both sides, in terms of having a second piece.
For the door itself, not just an archway. The rub will only be two separate pieces.
Yeah, even if it had only, if it had probably two separate pieces. I mean, for sure you needed separate pieces. I would assume he probably meant two pieces, and I don't know, in terms of the, it was usually either you're going to have both, you're never going to have that scenario. Either you'll have two separate pieces or you won't have any piece on either side. So that was his practice. This is not the Minhag Yisrael. The Minhag Yisrael is that that as long as it's a doorway, so the it doesn't need to have a separate piece on either side. As long as even though you have the archway without any separate pieces, that itself is going to be chayiv. Also, of course, you need a mashkof. You need something on top. You need the lintel on top. And if you don't have that, you're not chayiv. So sometimes you can have a doorway that the doorway goes all the way up to the ceiling. So there's no separate piece, so there's no drop in the ceiling. So that as well would not be chayiv in mezuzah. Because again, the mezuzah, to have a pesach, you need shtei mezuzos umashkof. So that is another requirement. And again, pashas is if there's no shtei mezuzos umashkof, then there's no inyan to put a mezuzah b'chlal. It's just I told you the shach says if there's one mezuzah on the right side. There's an opinion in the Gemara that says that's chayiv, so then you could do so.
What if there's a protrusion from only one side? Like the doorway is up completely against one wall?
Yeah, sometimes you have like this. Sometimes you have. This. Here's the room. You're going into this room. So on this side, the right side, there's something, this protrusion. And this side, the wall just continues. So there's no protrusion here. So this would be the case of the shach, that it has one mezuzah. So if it has one mezuzah, it would be chayiv. But like everybody said, the shach is really a chumrah. It's not necessarily. Maybe the shach didn't mean it's a chumrah, but he thought we could. I think, if I'm not mistaken, pre-make it unless you have shtei mezuzos. So as I told you, in most apartments here, you'll be hard pressed to find maybe two rooms that'll have a real chiyuv. And everything else is, you know, if you put together various things, it'll have a chiyuv and that and that. Yeah.
You talk about lintel doesn't have to be straight. Anything that shows a finishing of the door or a curved arch on top.
Well, that's the question. If you just have a curved arch on top, there's nothing straight. See, if you have a curved arch, and then on top of the curved arch. See, if you have like this, just a curved arch is a question whether you have it. If you have like this, on top of the curved arch is something straight, then that would be chayiv. Just the curved arch stone is not so simple. But the pashtus is, as I said, I record this in my Sefer on Erevin. I think this is the first place that it's recorded in writing that Rav Soloveitchik didn't put up mezuzahs when there was no special piece. And it was just an archway, and we have many doorways that don't have, you know, a lot of times, in all the apartments here, when you go to the dining room, to the living room, there's no special thing. So he didn't put up a mezuzah. Even in a case where he owned the house, I believe. You know, so that's a real fear. When you own it, that's the real, that's the deraisa. You know, when you rent it, you know, that's more calm. When you own it, that's...
Was he mocking that there be a door?
Yeah, was he mocking for the Rambam sheet? I don't know. Usually, it's gonna, a lot of times it'll be Harbor Hakalia, that when there's no door, there's probably not going to be a piece there.
I feel like in my kitchen, I have one.
You're right, you're right. It probably was a door there at one point. Right. That's probably what it was. Yeah, that, I could see him, but I can't, I know I never verified this, so I don't want to. But this, you know, I verified with Rabbi Gadak before I wrote it in the Sefer. But again, that's not the minute. Yeah.
That the rug used to not put up on something like that, or one with the moldings, the bottom.
When there was no molding, there. When there was no molding, he wouldn't put up a mezuzah. So and all these archways and all these things that don't have a separate piece, just the wall itself, he wouldn't put up a mezuzah. So that's a big. Okay. Now, we've mentioned in the past that mezuzah has to be... Okay, so we discussed Pesach and Sharecha, and we discussed mezuzah strength. Right? So now, a couple of important points. It says Pesach. So the Gemara Darshins in Menachas, Beisecha derech biyoscha. That's a drasha. Derech biyoscha. What's meant derech biyoscha? So what it means is you have to put the mezuzah the derech that you walk into the room. So the Gemara assumes, not like me. What do you mean not like me? I'm a lefty. The Gemara assumes that most people are righties. So it means that most people are right, so most people, when they walk in a room, they take their right foot first. And they enter with their right foot. So that's the source that the mezuzah is on the right side going in. Which if you enter, we also on the with the right side. Even us lefties have to conform. We have to conform to the rights. And we won't put it on the right side. Even though I might take my left foot to walk in the room first, but it doesn't matter. We have to conform. And since most people, the assumption is walk with their right foot first, going in is the right foot. So that became the way that Hilchas Mezuzah is formulated, according to many poskim, that you put, in other words, a lot of times you have to determine what's going in and what's going out. Like you said last time, into this room, you put it in, right side is going in, right? So why did you say no, this is going in? So the answer is because this is called the Cheder Pnimi. There's, I can never get into this room unless I go through this hallway. So therefore, we have to view going into the hallway as the derech biyoscha, is this way. And as I said before, backtracking doesn't count. So whenever you have a situation where it's... Whenever you have a situation where you have a cheder chitzon, a cheder pnimi, cheder chitzon means that cheder pnimi means you can only get to this room through the outside room. So this is like all the classrooms here are all cheder pnimis. So then you go from the cheder chitzon right into the cheder pnimi, and right side going from chitzon into the pnimi. But what if a lot of times you have a room that you can get to from multiple directions? So then what do you do? Right? In other words, this room I can only get through here. But say, like the hallway over here, so you can come through that doorway and go through those doors, or you can go through by the elevator. In other words, so these doors here in the middle of the hallway, you can go from both directions. You can come inside from the elevator going this way, you can come from this way. So then how do you, so it's not a cheder pnimi, because you can get to it from two directions. So then the machlokes, the mainstream opinion is you have to go there biyosko with the flow of traffic. You have to decide which way do people go more often. Do people go more often from A to B or B to A, coming from outside? Are they going from A to B or B to A? What's the flow of traffic? And the flow of traffic will determine which way is considered right. And again, backtracking doesn't count. So over here, this room is a no-brainer, because this is the only way to get in here. So there's no double traffic, right? The hallway, those doors by the hallway, you can get in from two directional. So then, the stamma, most people take the elevator. And then walk and go and walk through the building that way. So then it would be on the right side going this way. If you can't determine which is the flow of traffic, because it's pretty much equal, so then post can say you determine it based on which room was used more often. If the room is used more often, that's called the cheder going into that room. So if you have like sometimes a living room and a dining room and a kitchen, and you can go in different directions. So again, you have to usually go with the flow of traffic, but if you can't determine the flow of traffic, then you go with the with the room that's considered more chashiv, used more often. So going into that room is considered entered.
The two cheder pnimis, like this room and the next classroom, right there.
Right. So getting into the room would be the same. The question is the room, the doorway between the rooms.
That'd be the same.
So that would be the same. Do more people go?
So what about the position? What about the position that you leave that row or you don't go that way? Mm-hmm. Are there two sheets that either that for row? Two rooms you believe have the same or not, the same traffic or whatever?
If it's the same traffic, so then you have to follow which room is used more. If they're equally used the same, right? And the traffic is the same and the usage is the same, so then the tiebreaker is called the Hecker Tzir. And the way we understand Hecker Tzir is what it says, which way is the door open? So since the door opens into this room, even if this room wouldn't have been a Hecker Pnimi, the Hecker Tzir is indicating that since the door doesn't open into the hallway, but it opens into here, you go this way. There's a famous sheet of Chabad that Hecker Tzir, I once discussed this with the late Rabbi Yehuda Marl, who was the Mor HaRa, one of the, after Rav Dworkin. Rav Dworkin was the big Mor HaRa in Chabad. Then he passed away, and then Rabbi Yehuda Marl, plus others, became, and Rabbi Yehuda Marl was considered one of the big Mor HaRa of Chabad. So I discussed once with him this Indian, and he said, except for the outside door. In other words, the door outside, even if the door outside would open up into the street, you're not going to put the mezuzah going into the street. So within the house itself, you always, in other words, the Hecker Tzir, they follow as the first priority, not as the tiebreaker at the end. Say, for example, the Beis Medrash in Tannenbaum, that's Zisman Hall. Zisman Hall. You know, the old building, the antique building there. So there, the doors of the Beis Medrash open into the hallway. Don't open into the Beis Medrash. So if this would be a Lubavitch institution, then the mezuzahs would be pointing into the hallway. So it points into the Beis Medrash. But if you have a Babish institution, it would point into the hallway. Because Heketzir is, and Rav Marla said it's cautious against the poskim. He himself said it to me. And he said, this room, if the door would go out, so we would still put it coming in, because it's a kind of meeting. But they would take Heketzir and take that, but how do you consider, why do you call this, I think the Rebbe once said that theoretically you can walk, you can come in through the, for the window. So, yeah, I think it's written there, but I saw this 100 years ago. But the Rebbe, said something that you can come in through the, I don't know. What if there would be no windows? I don't know. But, what? He usually leaves through the window, the Chaim Zimmer, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's the yeah.
You mentioned last week about the door that's Stern College or something that
yeah.
Know, two doors are side by side, but if one of them was used to enter and one of them was used to exit, wouldn't that be Derech Biyacha?
No. So one that's used to enter, that's Derech Biyacha goes in. The one used to exit, so. They have it going out. So I was critical of that. Because.
But based on what we're saying here, if you're going by the flow of traffic,
right.
That makes sense.
Right, but the flow of traffic is only if it's going into a place that's chayiv in mezuzah. If it's going into the thin air, it's not chayiv in mezuzah.
So because he was the entrance of the building, therefore, that,
yeah.
That would.
So Pashas is, the if that door is only for going out, if it's used as going in also, then it should go in. But say. I don't know if you can see us there in Stern College, but if say it's an exit door that's only used for exit, and it's not opening up into an enclosed area, then it would be putter.
And the other thing is the doors that are in the hallway over here in the middle, right? So half the doors open one way and half the doors open the other way, presumably to reflect the flow of traffic.
Right, but right. If that's not the Metzius, then it doesn't, because we don't, Heketzir for us is just if we can't determine. Maybe that's the way that it was constructed, you know, originally, that would be the, but if that's not the Metzius, then that's not the Metzius.
Heketzir is always the opposite side of the hinge.
Which way, we assume today that means which way the door is opening up into. Bisman Chazal meant a different thing, that there's actually a hole in the ground, and there would be a pole in the hole, and the door would revolve on this, and the question is, which room was the hole? But we don't have doors like that today. That's why some poskim hold that there's no Heketzir is just nothing today. And then Rav Moshe Feinstein has his famous sheet, what if you can't even determine by the Heketzir? Say it's a slide door. So there's no, you can't have the tiebreaker, right? In other words, the traffic is the same, the chashivas is the same, and now the tiebreaker, Heketzir, well, there's no door, or it's a sliding door, or whatever. So Rav Moshe has this big chiddush, very big chiddush. That's his chiddush. That if you can't, there's no tiebreaker in the end, it's patur from mimezuzah. So even though it's clearly a room of Dalet al Dalet and there's a door and you just can't determine which way it is, then it's Pater. They say, Rav Shechter said, I think he heard from Rav Belsky, that a lot of these times the Shilas or Moshe would say to them, so what did you do? And they say, oh, we did this, so I'll leave it. You know, because was meager it did, he held it was really Pater. So whatever you do is really good. You did it this way, good. Good. Now the deck is a big shiloh. People have decks. And if you have a house in the, you know, not here, in the other places. Fire escape.
Right?
You have a nice big house in Lawrence or something like that with a deck and a thing. So which... and it's enclosed. The backyard is enclosed. So which way do you put the mezuzah? So this is a big machlokas haposkim. Do you put the mezuzah going from the deck out, from the house out to the deck, or vice versa? So but Moshe held you put it going like the Taz. The Taz holds you going out. If it's dalal al dalal. And the Chazon Ish held no, always go in. Always going in. No, let's say the deck doesn't need to have a roof, but it has walls around it. And it has walls around it. About 10 tefachim wall. 10 tefachim high. Mchitza, right. Yeah, decks are not going to have roofs on it, but walls are enough. So, even without a deck, if stam, you have a backyard. You go from the house to the backyard, and the backyard is totally fenced in. Even though there could be a door there. So Moshe held that you go going out. And the Chazon Ish, because that's the flow of traffic. Flow of traffic is going out. And the Chazon Ish held, like Rabbi told me also like that, that by definition the chatzer, even if it's not a chatzer that ultimately leaves the house, by definition the chatzer is always nitpal to the bais. So therefore, in other words, it gets its status from the bais, it always follows the bais. It's always nigrach our bais. And this is a whole complicated sugya with the gina and the ketonius and the whole sugya there in Menachas and every several years I try to rework it to see if we can come with a different conclusion, but to this machlokas. So there's yeshal milusmoch either way. It's interesting. Rav Moshe writes that really all the poskim hold like him, going out, and Rav Chaim Kanevsky holds really all the poskim really hold like the Chazon Ish. It's interesting. Like Rav Shachar says, Pashtun is a machlokas Rishonim, but each one reinterprets that all the Rishonim are on their side on this debate. How can I tell you? So Yeshal Mizlismok either way. Okay, now part of Derech Biyoscha, and this is the, if we ever is like this. Now this is one of the, is like this. Part of Derech Biyoscha is that we put it on the right side, and there's a halacha of where on the right side it's supposed to be. The mezuzah is supposed to be the shlish ha'elyon. It has to be the top third. Top third. If it's lower than the top third, you're not yoksin. Even if it's a little higher, no, it has to, preferably the bottom of the top third. The bottom of the top third. Now here, look. The bottom of the top third. If it would be a little higher, it'd still be kosher, but this is the preferable place to be, the bottom of the top third. If it would be too high, within a tefach of the top, possible. And the too low is also possible. So you don't say, well, you have a room for a child, and you want them to be able to kiss the mezuzah, so you're going to put it low, as wished. You know, you don't say, you messed up, you shouldn't do such a thing. The Five Greenberg has a truth about that, I think. You don't do such things. Just like you give a kid a banana instead of an estrog or whatever, a lemon or whatever, you don't do such things.
You see the ones there?
What she?
The bottom of the cup.
No, that's the halacha. That's the sheep.
This is us going to the old city.
I'm not finished yet. So there is a famous Yerushalmi. Shach quotes it. Shach quotes the Yerushalmi. That is, what if you have a very big doorway? What if you have a very big doorway? So then the Yerushalmi says, you put it by shoulder length. So even though what? The shoulder length is going to be lower than the top third, which is very big. Shalom says, shoulder length. You go in the library, there's on the ground floor by the elevators, there's a big, every once in a while, you'll see very big thing. So then you don't say you go by the top. So the big question the Poskim have is, how tall does it have to be? So I always learned my whole life, that there are two dinim here. There's regular doors and big doors. Regular doors, it's the bottom of the top third. Very big doors is the shoulder height. So it's two halachas. So then the question is, how tall does it have to be? Yeah, Michael? No. So the whole mezuzah has to be above the top third. So in other words, if the top third is here, the whole thing has to be, right. In other words, if part of it will be protruding below, then it's no good. The whole thing has to be above the top third. So there's different sheets. Some they say from Rav Moshe that if you can't reach it, then already if you put it in the top third, you can't reach it, then already you should do the din of Yerushalmi. Some say no, as long as it's over your head, it's not like really. The idea was there to be Oscar, as some explained, so you should be able to see it. So if it's above your head, already that's already too tall. If it'll be above your head, being put in the top third, that's already too tall. Now the Bali told me another Kiddush that he thought it's one din. There's no two din in here. And really, the din of mezuzah is the Shlish Elyon is not a din of Shlish Elyon per se. That's just a hashara of where the makom of your shoulder is. Because the idea is that when you come in, you should be seeing you. So like here, here's my shoulder. Perfect. So he thought, Mikra din, that's what, how you should... So sometimes shoulder can be a little... That should be the ikik page. Just follow your shoulder.
So by your kid's room, you really could have a problem.
Yeah, the only thing is, by the kid, he's not chayev. So you can't really follow a kid who's pater to be koveya. In other words, the kid's room is still part of your dira. In other words, Mr. Kid wouldn't have a chayev on his own.
Yeah, so, the kindergarten classroom.
So the kids are minig olam is usually to do the bottom to measure the top third and do it. But the maisa, if it's very tall, so it's above your head, it's already you put it shoulder height. I saw the Orchis Rabbeinu, that's the Chagogos of the Spitler, that the Chazon Ish, I think if I see correctly, said sort of like Rav Abadi, that all he was mocked on was the shoulders. Kissing is not part of the mitzvah. Okay.
Is that an estimate for the individual? The height of the mezuzah is based on the person who owns the mezuzah, or
yeah.
A general picture of people?
Someone go back to the I mean, if he's a house is owned by a midget.
Yeah. And he has regular sized doors.
Yeah. At that point, it would be, is a little person. I don't know, the right. Minhag Olam is, the Minhag Olam is to follow Shlish Elyon. And the only time to follow the thing is when it's very big. So anyway, the Minhag Olam is just to follow Shlish Elyon. Now, this is the final question. This question I've been thinking about, forever. And if anyone, I wrote about it in my sefer in Erevin. The two things I wrote in Erevin about mezuzah, three things. One about the base otzar, and I said from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rabbi Bali that base otzar only chai is next to a dira. Then I said over the Rav's thing about if there's no molding, and then I quoted those that disagree with the Rav. And now this is the final question, and we need the clarification of this question. In fact, I didn't want to take, even though I feel a certain way, but if I was printing a sefer, I didn't want to take sides 100%, so I left the Tzarfi and Medina on this following question. And this is the question of the the kitchen. This is you're walking this way. Okay? Into so normally, a lot of the kitchens here have these protrusions, right? You know what I'm talking about? What?
Like where they have like breakfast cup to the stoves.
Yeah, right. So the question is like this. On one hand, the Shlish Elyon is over here. Say. On the other hand, you don't walk over here. Because it has the, you can't walk over here. This is filled in. This is those. So a lot of people here in the Heights put the mezuzah low down on one of these, like over here. Because the idea is, because if you don't walk here, so this is not part of the Pesach. So how can you put it here? So you have to put it here. Because here's the Pesach. Here's when you walk. And I once was walking with Rav Dov Feinstein on Shabbos morning, you have to put whatever it was on the Lower East Side. And I asked him, to Shiloh, what he felt. And we stopped by a door. And he felt that as long, like what the Nesivus writes in the Siddur, the Derech Chaim Siddur. The Nesivus writes that if this is 10 tefachim high, and you put it on this. You put it on this. So to tell you the truth, it always bothered me this when I walk to people's houses and see the mezuzah over there. I don't know, look strange, but if that was the halacha, this Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman pointed this out to me years ago. The Sivus and the Derech Chaim says, the Sivus has this case. This case is in the Sivus. In the Derech Chaim, right? I just saw recently that the Stipler held that you should always have a Derech Chaim with you. He was very into the Rabbanim always having a Derech Chaim, so if you have a quick child, you should look in the Derech Chaim. And the Stipler was very big on the Siddur of the Derech Chaim. The Stipler used to daven with the Siddur of the Derech Chaim, to have all the Pesachim. So we're doing Hilchas Aveilus now, we quoted a couple of things from the Derech Chaim Siddur. We have, now they reprinted it, without the sitter, which who needs the sitter? They just need the psukim. Sitter, you can have a sitter anyway. So someone says, let's print the psukim, forget the sitter. Interesting. He says that? Really? I never saw that. I'd like to see that. Even Rabbi Hoffman said that the kids of Shulchan Aruch based his psach on three svarim, the Chayyadam, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Derech Chaim Siddur, and he chose the majority. Interesting. So I looked into the Shaila. And I saw in the Das Kedoshim, in the Buchacha,
in that sefer. I forget if it was in Das Kedosh himself or in the Perush of the Mikdash Man on the bottom. One of them. In the sefer Das Kedosh, he says, no, you got the Nesivus wrong. You're right. The Nesivus says that you put it on the low. But the Nesivus was talking about a different case. He says, Nesivus was talking about this, like this. Nesivus was talking about that if you're going to put it on the low, it'll still be in the top third of the whole doorway. So you put it over here, it's still in the top third. But in this case, when you put it over here, it's below the top third. So that's the question. Do you do the top, and we said below the top third, if it's not a very big doorway, is pasul afilu b'dieved. So if you say, well, the top third, we don't view from the whole doorway, we view from the mezuzah, from the vertical pole. So this is the whole vertical pole, so then you're okay. So in the Sefer Das Kedoshim, he says, no, in this case, you put it here, because this is still the top third. In this case, you can't put it here, because it'll be below the top third. Oh, so that was an exciting moment for me, when I found that Das Kedoshim. So again, I was never happy with this. So then the question is, but maybe they're still right. How can you put it over here? There's not the Pesach. You can't walk here. You can't walk here. It's not the Pesach. Oh, so then I found the Tshuva from the Satmar Rebbe in Hilchas Eruv. So the Satmar Rebbe says in Hilchas Eruv, we know in Eruv, what we call Tzuras HaPesach. Right? Right, and then you keep doing it. You surround the whole area that you're surrounding with Tzuras HaPesach. So what if you have a Tzuras HaPesach where there's something here blocking, you can't walk through it? Also, who cares if you can't walk through it? It's a mechitza. No, but say it's lamalam, it's on stilts. Lamalam gimel tfachim. So it's not going to count as a mechitza. You still can't walk through it. So the Satmar Rebbe says, if you can't walk through it, it's not going to be good. Because the source of Pesach means it has to be a Pesach. But the Satmar Rebbe says, what if can't walk through it over here, but you can walk through in the middle, so then the Tzuras HaPesach is good because you can walk through in the middle. So what's the pshat? That we view the whole thing as the Tzuras HaPesach, and since you can walk through in the middle, that's good enough. So I thought maybe the same thing over here, that you view this whole thing, in other words, this is the Pesach you're walking through, but this is this still is the, you know, the archway of the Pesach that's walking through over here. Unless you machalik between the Pesach and Mezuzah and the Pesach and Tzuras HaPesach, which one could. So I thought that maybe according to the Satmar Rebbe, even though you can't walk here, you still view this as the Pesach. It just happens to be that this is Sasum, and therefore maybe you can put it here. Now the Das Kedoshim doesn't necessarily, so in this case it could be the Das Kedoshim would hold that it's potter. In other words, it doesn't necessarily mean that he holds that you put it here, you know, within the I think maybe Rav Gutman said that to me, someone perhaps mentioned that. So to this day I go back and forth with this. But definitely, according to Das Kedoshim, you can't put it on the bottom because you're not Yotze, because it's below the Shlushalim. Others say you do put it on that the Das Kedoshim is not correct. And as long as it's in the Shlushalim of this part, is enough. You don't need the Shlushalim from here to here. So I'm still, back and forth on this. That's why when I wrote the piece in the Sefer Ne'erivin, discussing the Satmar Rebbe. And yeah, as I said, maybe that'll be enough kamina for Hilchas Mezuzah. then you can put it on the bottom, but Tzarki and Medina. I don't wanna commit you.
Is it usually in these cases that the top doesn't go down, the horizontal piece is in the ceiling?
No. Don't go to all these apartments here. They all have a drop. They all have a drop. Maybe in other communities it's like that, but in the ones here in the Heights, that will have. Now, it could be those anyway are not dalet al dalet anyway, that they're going into the part of the kitchen, you know, that's not dalet al dalet anyway, so the whole thing may be. But it could come up, you know. Somebody had the shaila here in the Heights, not in the kitchen. Somebody had the shaila here in the Heights, not in the kitchen, and at one point this person put up two mezuzahs, and I wasn't happy that he should put up two mezuzahs, you know, to both sides, because we're not sure. Or both, wait, no, not both sides, both places. I don't know, I forget what he did. He did something, maybe both sides. There's something with two mezuzahs. I'm not into putting up two mezuzahs.
But the dining rooms, you can have it also because of those little fences.
Yeah. Right, so sometimes those fences are anyway less than 10 tefachim. I once asked the Rav Abadi, so because Rav Abadi, when I initially asked him the shaila, he said, yeah, the Siva says he put it on the bottom. And the others, Rav Gutman said also the Siva, till I found that Das Kedoshim that took away that Siva from everybody. Because he said, that's not what the Siva. Maybe they're right, I don't know who's right in the Siva. Well, that's by the doorway, so that doesn't matter. In other words, dalal al dalal, the general klal is, if you have something that's movable, that counts towards the dalal al dalal. If you have a table that's movable, but something is stuck in the ground, then that's the might, the dalal al dalal. Yeah.
From the perspective of Beitecha, if you have a front door which opens into a little entranceway, then it wouldn't be chayav mezuzah, even though some people would put it anyway.
Well, that's the question. Do we say dalet al dalet is an absolute shear, or do we say that it's a beishar, doesn't need dalet al dalet?
So, from the perspective of sha'arecha, might you put on the front door of your house?
Right, but it needs to open up to a makom that's dalet al dalet. If it only opens up to a foyer, that's not dalet al dalet. So the next door would be bisharecha, that opens up to the rest of the house.
That's
right, but
it's
still,
not,
even bisharecha needs the ear has to. The ear is dalet al dalet. It's the city of the ear. Has to be dalet al dalet. When this is a vestibule, it's not dalet al dalet. So if you want to say that bishar is different, then fine. But if you say there's no chiluk. They're not.
So if you have one of these gates, right, that goes into your city, and you have this very, it's a hole in the wall, then it goes for the thickness of the wall, there's a space, which is a doorway. You put it on the front or on the end. The wall itself, when you're going through it.
Yeah, another point is that the mezuzah should always try to be in the doorway. Sometimes, in other words, no matter. Now, putting it over here is very not pashut with that for yotze. Sometimes you have a door that fills the whole thing, so you should still try to put it in a narrow spot in the chalal ha-pesach. Put it over here, this part, that's the machlok as we showed him according to the sagi that yotze. You should try very hard to always put it in the halal pesach.
Here in Wilson Heights, many of the holes are metal. Is there any requirement to nail it
Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch says you can put masmerim, but the Aruch HaShulchan says lav dafka, you don't need nails. You can put, you know...
The double bay.
Yes, yeah, something that's chazak, something that won't fall down.
Should we point us in a direction?
Yeah, so the minute is that, except if you're the Grok people, you point the going in, tilted, going in. Unless there's no room, then you can just put it straight. But you usually point for a little bit. Yeah.
What about cars and airplanes?
Cars and airplanes. So usually they don't have mezuzahs.
No, people just set them up.
I know. Yeah.
Is that a problem?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a problem. Usually cars you don't put mezuzahs on, usually airplanes do. The mezuzah of both sides is a shmirah, so we should try to do the mitzvah properly. You could have the most beautiful mezuzah, and if you don't put it upright, you could potentially not be able to say the mitzvah. A lot of times it might not be makeh, but some things, they can put it too low, too high, the wrong direction. These things only poof. And if you mess it up, you don't have a mezuzah. So you may as well spend so much money in buying the mezuzah, you may as well get it up properly. So hopefully the learning of the Hilchos Mezuzah, we should be zocha to do the mezuzah mitzvah right, and we should all be zocha for Arichas Yomim. And L'man Yirbu Yimeichem is Tachtam Ol Mezuz Pesachel V'Sharecha, L'man Yirbu Yimeichem, Yimei Yimeichem, and here in Eretz Yisrael, and here in Yimei. Thank you.